Hey, I'm Sarah Bivens.
And I'm Matthew Bivens.
And this is the Doing It at Home podcast, the only podcast dedicated to empowering, loving, and honest conversations around home birth. What started as a fun way for us to document our own home birth journey has turned into a platform for sharing birth stories, resources, and education with the goal of empowering mamas and families to make the birth decisions that work best for them.
Plus, we get into the antics, breakdowns, and breakthroughs of our own experience of marriage and parenthood.
All right. You ready, babe?
Yep. Let's do it, mama.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sarah Bivens, and with me to my left is the one and only Matthew Craig Bivens. What's going on?
What's up, mama?
Hi. How are you?
Use my middle name.
I did. I went there.
Cool. I love my middle name. Sarah Marjorie.
Yes.
I almost said Russell.
Well, yeah, that was my maiden name, so.
Sarah Marjorie Bivens.
Yep.
What's good, mama?
Oh, gosh, everything. I'm really excited to be here to get back in the flow of recording together, because we went a long stretch, for those who are aware of that or have been listening to the show for a while, of not recording together, and now we're kind of getting back into
back-to-back
it.
Back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, we're warming up here. It's nice.
Is that a vintage sweater?
It is so vintage, so fetch, as me girls
sweatshirt.
Would say. It is. This thing is older than you and me. Not combined, but it's definitely older than me, so probably older than you. This was my mom's back in the 80s.
It's a yellow sweatshirt.
It is
and
a
there
yellow.
Are two bears on it, and the bears are running a 5K.
Yes.
So one bear's shirt says 5K Honey Run.
It's the Honey Run.
And then the other bear is wearing like a tank top.
But totally indicative of 80s, right? Like, look at them. They have sweatbands on
their
heads.
Oh, they have sweatbands.
And she's wearing, like, an athletic skirt.
I think he's carrying weights in his hands.
He sure is. They're ready. They're ready for the Honey Run. I love this thing. I want to know what the yellow originally was like, because it was definitely not like this yellow. And it's very thin inside. You know, if you have sweatshirts that are super old, it's so thin. But I love it. I love this thing. My mom let me have it when I went off to college, I think, and it just became like a in the dorm or in the sorority house in bed kind of thing. And now I kind of wear it out because I think it's cool again. So I wore it today I dropped my off at school.
We should post a picture on the Instagram.
Totally, speaking of Instagram, because I'm going to post it very soon, probably by the time this has aired or published, a picture of you in the kitchen cooking it up, dad style, wearing my Have Babies Where You Make Them tank.
Yeah, the teal tank top.
And you look looking mighty fine, I must say. Really accentuates the pecs and the muscles in your arms. It's great. So you have to go check that out if you have not already.
I haven't
on our
even
Instagram,
seen it.
DIAH podcast.
That's great.
Well, I haven't posted it yet as
but
it'll definitely be out there once this is published. That's why I'm saying for those listening, they have to go look at that if they haven't already.
One of my goals in life is to make you laugh every day. And so yesterday I thought, let me wear Sarah's clothes.
Overachiever. So Maya and I, just to paint the scene for a second, Maya and I were on the couch snuggling. Oh, she's such a snuggler lately. It is the cutest, sweetest thing. She is all into it. So we're snuggling and, like, you know, hugs and noses. We rub noses together and give each other kisses. And then you walk out from the hallway, open the door, and you're just in your sweatpants and my very snug tank. And Maya and I both just started
laughing.
Maya
started cracking up.
Yeah, she thought it was funny. So, yeah, you know, dads can rock it too. Have babies where you make them.
I don't know if I'd wear it outside the house, but inside the house.
Well, I'm going to post it, and I bet you sales will spike.
That'd be awesome.
Let's take a look. We'll have to take a look at that.
You know
what?
So,
yeah, if you see that and are inspired, either for yourself or your partner, go check out the shop, diahpodcast.com.
When the weather shifts, I will wear it out the house.
Really?
There we go.
Like on a run or something?
I might wear it on a date.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fancy restaurant.
The chest hair up at the top too. Mm-hmm. It was full effect, y'all. You gotta see this. So anyways, let's move on, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're gonna talk about something that's been swirling about in, you know, social media realms and folks have been talking about, and I think it's really relevant to our space and to our community. So we're gonna talk about the Frida Mom ad, the commercial of one of the Frida Mom products, the Perry bottle is what it's highlighting. And it's just a very real, raw snapshot and depiction of immediate postpartum and motherhood. And so I love stuff like this because all my friends and, you know, extended peeps now know about our podcasts, know what I do in my coaching. So I get stuff sent to me all the time about either cool things going on or cool things out there that are mom related and such. So a friend actually sent this to me. So it's cool. I don't have to go out there mining for material for stuff. It just comes to me now, which I really love. But a friend sent the link to me, and it was actually from a Mashable article, which then had the video itself embedded in it. So I'll post a link to the Mashable article, but you can also just look up this video on YouTube or something. And, you know, she said, oh, I think you should see this. This is really relevant, you know, for what you're doing. And she's a new mom. And so she said, I cried watching this. And so when I saw her send that to me, I was like, well, I don't know if I'm in a space to watch this right now. I don't know what I was doing. But I said, okay, I might need to bookmark this because I can just cry at anything, you know, at the drop of a hat. So I needed to be aware of that. But watched it, and then you ended up finding out about it on your own separate. I don't even think I mentioned it to you.
No, I brought it up to you.
Yeah, and then we're like, cool, let's talk about this on the show. So in the spirit of that, before we go into describing it and talking about it, first of all, if you haven't watched it yet and you want to, this would be a great place to pause, go watch it, and then come back, because that's exactly what we're going to do, just so that it's fresh for us as we talk about it, because we've watched it before. But we're going to pause here, we're going to watch it, and then we're going to come back and dive into, you know, our thoughts.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real, running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame, so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Cool. So we are fresh off of watching the ad again together.
Yes. And second time I've seen it.
Okay. Second time you've seen it. I think it's probably the third, fourth, fifth. I think I've gone over it a few times.
Okay.
But what are your first thoughts, first impressions?
I'm going to actually speak to my first impressions the first time I saw it last week.
Well, wait, maybe we should just take 2 seconds. If you haven't watched it or you don't have the time right now and you were just listening, you're like, okay, great. They just watched it, but I don't know. Brief snapshot. It's true. Newly postpartum, we're talking days, maybe a week plus, mom at home, wakes up in the night to a crying baby, kind of rolls out of bed, belly is still full, diaper on, got the thick pads in there, and she kind of shuffles herself to the bathroom and uses a standard Perry bottle to rinse.
Which is?
It basically just looks like a
squeeze
salad
bottle.
Dressing container, you know, like one of those.
It's like a plastic that you could squeeze and then the water shoots out the top.
Yep. And so she sits on the toilet, uses that, and that's to, you know, keep the perineum and everything down there clean as you're healing. So you got to be doing that, rinsing and stuff. So she's doing that, and you hear baby still crying in the background, and then she's kind of, you know, like wincing. I'm sure she's tired. I'm sure she's leaking. I'm sure, you know, all these things are happening. So she kind of cleans herself up and, you know, adjusts her pads, changes the pads, this and that. And so that's kind of what you see, is the realness of a very fresh mom taking care of the downtown, the downstairs, the, you know, parts in the bathroom by herself. And it's just highlighting how it doesn't have to be that difficult, because Frida Mom creates a Perry bottle that is ergonomically crafted. You know, it has a different structure to the head of the spout, so you don't have to tilt certain ways. They have postpartum diapers, they have pads. So it's just highlighting that it doesn't have to be that difficult when you've already got a lot of other things going on as a new mom, this new body, this new human. So why should you have to struggle, you know, squirting this ketchup bottle around your hoo-ha? So,
you know, and this was the first time I've ever heard of Frida Mom. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they create postpartum products.
Yes. So let's take a quick side tangent there. Frida Mom, Frida Baby, or Frida Nose. Remember the sucker we used for Maya? That's them.
Oh, okay.
They have all of these postpartum products. And then this, so I was laughing before we got on the mic. I was taking notes. You're like, what are you laughing at? I said, I want this to be organic. I want this to be in the moment. So they have a product. First of all, whoever their copywriters are on their website, they're just brilliant because it's really cheeky. It's really funny. It's really real. They have a product called Frida Balls, the kid-proof underwear for dads. And it on the picture of the box is a dad with a baby carrier and a baby in the front, and their little legs and feet be swinging when they're sitting there. And sometimes Papa can take a hit to the nads.
So do they, what do they mean?
They're nads. Padded.
They have like a cup built in there?
Kinda. So let me just read this to you. It says, the hits keep coming when you're a dad. Headbutts, the baby carrier, swinging heel, plus the good old Sunday morning bed jump. Frida Balls is the boxer brief designed to add branches to your family tree. Each pair of Frida Balls is equipped with a reinforced protective pouch to soften the blow and keep dad's buddies safe. Breathable, wicking fabric to keep things fresh and never slip secure waistband, because crack is always whack. And your patent-pending heirloom conservation technology. Protect your tomorrow today.
They called it Frida Balls.
That's amazing. So, I mean, this episode is also just an epic plug for Frida. But
oh my gosh. And the picture is the dad with a pained look in his face.
So
his baby kicks him in the balls. That is amazing. Hilarious.
So anyway, this is who's behind this. You know, see, it's very well thought out. It's very intentional, very, you know, directly crafted. And so, you know, the people who brought you Frida Balls are bringing you this. So just as a, you know, context creator there.
I want to get a pair just so I can be the first reviewer.
Okay. Awesome.
So, okay. So yes. Yeah. So Frida makes all these postpartum products for mom and dad. And they came out with this ad. And can we get into our thoughts on the ad now?
Yeah, totally. Also, just have to add, again, plugging their really funny copywriters. When they refer to their Perry bottle on their website, it's the bidet for your vajay. Yes, indeed. Okay, so I'll start. My initial thoughts on it, you know, it was sent to me with the setup and context of this was an ad that had been rejected by the Oscars. And so if you've if you've looked it up or you've heard of it, that's kind of what's going around with it. Honestly, that's a non-issue to me, just in the sense of, I mean,
go into your thoughts first, because I'm curious about.
Well, you could go a lot of ways with that. Okay, so one, honest to goddess, I'm not shocked it was rejected by a primetime television airing. I'm not shocked. This is a very real thing that I don't think people are used to, and maybe it's just not the time. Maybe, there's a lot of things that could go with that. Honestly, I'm not shocked. And then going along with that, I think that having the tag of it being rejected by the Oscars, like this label about it, honestly probably meant more people watched it, because I think if something is great content and it's viralable and it's on YouTube, it's going to be seen way more than on a primetime event like the Oscars, which, like, I don't even watch the Oscars. So
no, we wouldn't have seen it if it wasn't about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, guess what? Frida capitalized on that. That's the name of the video.
Right.
It's like the ad that was rejected by the Oscars. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they named it. So they capitalized on that. And,
yeah.
But okay, so go back and share when you first saw it, what were your thoughts?
When I first saw it, irrelevant of the Oscar thing.
When you first saw the ad, what did you think or feel?
I felt a lot of empathy. Like when the crying started and she rolled out and I saw the belly and then I saw her wearing the diaper, I just went, oh my gosh, in the sense that, oh, I've felt that. I feel you, girl. So it was a deep resonance of a connected shared experience. So I absolutely felt that when I first saw that. And then when she's in the bathroom and you can just kind of, and she shuffles, you think about that. I think about those first few times I walked and thought all my organs were going to fall out. And she gets into the bathroom and that kind of wincing and even the sounds, you know, you hear her urinate, you hear the bottle, all of it. I was just taken right back to my own experience of that. And it wasn't triggering or anyway, it didn't make me feel emotional in that sense. It was just this deep connection with this other woman who's having that experience. So I felt that. Let's see. I thought, this is awesome that this is being created in whichever capacity or whatever outlets are receiving it or allowing it to be shared. I think it's awesome. That means it exists. And that means, in my opinion, in my thinking that more like it is going to come out. And more like it already exists, you know, in the Instagram world and empowered birth communities, you know, more messaging, more highlighting of experiences like this, I feel like are coming up. And then, you know, then my thoughts went for 2 seconds to the, you know, who can handle this? You know, who wouldn't be able to handle this? What would people think about this who have zero context? So thinking about those who have not given birth or never planned to or anything like that. I mean, there's a comment on it about how it highlights nudity, right? Because of what you see potentially on the side view of her when she's in the bathroom and stuff. My thought on that, I'm not even going to get too caught up in that because it's like you see just as much, if not more nudity to sell a burger or a car. So I don't even, I don't even care about that, honestly. Like I choose not to get angry about that because that'd just be too much for my emotional capacity. And then the content. So if you want to go away from the nudity aspect of it and what the content is for, well, it's a spray bottle for a woman's vagina. That's too much. Viagra commercials much? Those aren't too much? Like what the fuck? You know, so again, another area where I'll see it pop up and I have to like acknowledge it like, okay, that could be a point of rage for me and I'm just going to let it go because it doesn't create anything to be caught up in that. But I understand it's something that comes up with this. You know, you want to kind of get angry at that. And again, going back to the content itself, you know, well, how would you explain that to a kid or this or that? I'm sorry. We've seen horror film previews on general what's the primetime TV that have been on that we've had to like shut off the TV as Maya has walked in the room because of what that's highlighting. This is a woman sitting on the toilet. Maya sees that 100 times a day, you know? So it's like, if you're thinking of shielding your children or anything like that from seeing the reality of a woman on the toilet, I don't know. Cause I can definitely say in the past week, I've seen a commercial for a movie that was like out there. So those are some of my thoughts in terms of how I felt seeing it, which I just think it's freaking awesome. Hats off to Frida, to Frida Mom, to Frida Baby. I think it's so cool. And then, you know, I understand how it can bring up some stuff and we want to get frustrated about what comes up against it, but it exists, you know? So for me, I want to stay in the realm and in the lane of it exists. It was created and more is going to get created. Because if we get caught up on the resistance to the things that we create, like the podcast, if we stopped doing the podcast or just decided to get really angry about some of the initial feedback we got or anything about how it was irresponsible or this or that, like you're not going to create more. So I think like, let's just inspire to create more rather than, you know, it's just like the concept of being in the energy of with something for something rather than against something else. So that's, those are some of my thoughts.
Cool.
Yes. And you?
Awesome. The first time I saw it last week, right after the Super Bowl, I said there was 2 things going on in my mind. One, it reminded me of our postpartum experience, mm-hmm. me watching you and helping you in the postpartum experience. And I was like, wow, that was what it was like. That was exactly what, like, that's what Sarah's stomach looked like. That those were, you know, the liner things that she was wearing and, you know, watching the woman clean herself off. It brought to me the same sort of internal like pain that I experienced watching you clean yourself off. Because, you know, like if you imagine what it's like if somebody like pulls a cuticle, like you go, oh, yeah, because you can feel it yourself.
Yeah. I think it's a ingrained human condition of that's, us to see someone else like that, especially if it's someone you care about.
And I would experience that thinking like, oh man, you know, there's like raw skin.
It stings.
That's the feeling that I got when I was watching the woman in the commercial. And, you know, when she winced, when she urinated, I was like, oh man, you know, like, that must sting on an open wound, right? And so I felt tons of empathy for that mom, so much empathy. And because we had experienced that ourselves, I was like, wow, that's real. Like that is what moms go through that is not talked about.
Yes.
And then the other part of me thought, if I saw this without the context of experiencing it, that would have been the first time I would have seen something like that.
Yeah.
And I would have had no idea that is what a mom goes through, because my brain always would stop at the baby coming out. Like, I didn't necessarily think about what happens after to the mom and her body.
Right.
You know, I did have, and this is something that I saw in those first birth videos we watched. I always wondered, like, well, what happens with the stomach?
Yeah. Because
the stomach stretches. And then, like, what does it look like? Does it look like a duffel bag when you shake all the stuff out? It's just, you know, and so I remember thinking about that when we watched those first home birth videos, you know, 4 years ago. And so, but that, I didn't really think about what's happening with the healing.
Right.
You know, what's going on?
I don't think a lot of us are.
Yeah. And so I, you know, watching that commercial, I was like, wow, you know what? There's a lot of folks who will see this, and that'll be the first time that they put thought around what happens to a woman's body after she gives birth.
Right.
Because normally all the energy and attention's on baby. And the idea, and the thought is, how fast can mom, quote unquote, get back to her body?
Yeah, anything. That, get back anything.
Get back, yeah, like that whole concept that I'm not a fan of at all. And but that's what, you know, that's what a lot of the conversation is. How fast can she get back to? So it's not necessarily, you know, helping mom while she's in it and recognizing that, wow, this is a major thing that happened to her body and now healing needs to happen. It's more like, all right, how fast can you get back up on your feet to resume all the duties that you had plus being a new mom? So watching that ad, I thought, oh, this is so great. So many people are going to have the opportunity to understand mm-hmm. to a deeper degree. And, you know, for anybody that felt some type of way about it, doesn't surprise me in the least. People will choose to feel how they feel about things that make them feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, it offends me. And that's never going to stop.
Right.
And so the fact that some folks, I didn't look at any comments. I just know that the fact that it was rejected means that there was some people who felt like that was inappropriate stuff. Mm-hmm. And the nudity or whatever. That was such a weak argument, in my opinion, the nudity in that. You don't see anything.
Right.
You know, there's no nudity. Mm-hmm. To me, nude means you're showing me some body part that if I walked around exposing that body part right now, I'm about You'd to get arrested. Really? There's nothing yeah. that she shows.
Yeah.
You don't see vagina. You don't see butt crack. You don't see breasts. You don't see nipple.
I think, and you know,
to your point, all those things are used to sell products every day right. in a way that, you know, the maturity around is incredibly low. So
yeah.
It was real. It is a real ad that shows, you know, that depicts a snapshot
yeah.
of a mom's life. Like that 2 a.m. baby's crying, so you gotta pee snapshot. And like, I'm just watching that like, dang, yeah, that was what it was like. And before we experienced it, I had no idea what it was gonna be like. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, we've talked about this with so many moms on the show and birth workers that postpartum is not discussed enough. Like physically what is happening to a mom's body mm-hmm. is not discussed enough.
Yeah.
Because we just, everything, prepare for baby to come out and then boom.
Yeah.
And whether it's challenges with breastfeeding or, you know, like with the healing that you were undergoing where you had to go back in after being sutured from tearing, going back in and having another procedure because the healing wasn't happening
right.
in you know, the proper way. Like that type of thing wasn't talked about. I don't even think we talked about some of the potentials a whole lot
mm-hmm.
in our experience with our midwives. Like
right.
we talked about some things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say we talked about potential of tearing.
Yeah, I knew of that. I knew that possibility. You know, that part in the commercial where she's rolling up the pad that she's changing and then putting a new one back in mm-hmm. the diaper and stuff. I remember the first few days being kind of shocked at what was coming out of me,
yeah.
the quantity, the smells,
yeah. yes.
all of that. I remember just being like, holy wow, okay, you know?
And here's the thing, how would you have felt if you were told or shown that that's what it will be like?
It's such a delicate thing.
It's interesting.
Because you don't, especially around birth and postpartum, you don't want to create anything unnecessary, right? That may not have been there already. You don't want to implant anything like a fear. So I don't know. It would have depended on how it was crafted, you know? With me, I'm thinking about my personality. It probably would have had to been a little humorful, you know? Like, listen, you're going to sit down and you might have clots come out of you. And you might have this come out of you. It might smell like this. And you might be wearing a thick pad meant for an elephant and then a diaper on top of that, and you still might leak through that. Like, I don't,
Well, for yeah. people who aren't yet moms,
that's
just,
a possibility. That is a very real possibility, and you're okay.
Yeah,
you know, you're it's okay. Part of it. Everything is okay. You're awesome. Everything is awesome, and yeah, like things are just going to be leaking out of you for a very long time. So, yeah, it's one of the biggest things out there right now. I think around becoming a mom, becoming a parent is. How do you share certain things along the way? And then how would it even be receivable? You know, how would we be able to absorb it? And depending on the stage that we're in, sometimes even if you maybe we have been told in explicit detail certain things, but you're not there yet. You know, like yeah. you're still pregnant. I'm not thinking about wearing diapers yet. Like, I'm still pregnant. I got to get this baby out of me first, you know? But I think that's just where we keep the conversations open. We keep the support. So no, I didn't know exactly what it was going to be like, but I also knew I was very well supported. So during those days, like I had Debbie, I had our midwife to text and call. And I did when things came up, you know, I had you. So I think that's what can help if you still don't necessarily have the context or aren't mentally prepared for certain things is, you know, to just make sure along the way you have those people.
Yeah. And, you know, it just makes me think I had my wisdom teeth taken out and they prepared me for what the recovery was going to be like. They
said, on paper.
Yeah. They said, yeah. Do this and don't do this. And you got to prevent this. You don't want dry socket. So you got to make sure you do this. And if you do that and this happens, then you might need to come back. And this and like, I feel like there was more prep. There's more prep in oral surgery than there is for yeah. postpartum. And, you know, there's a lot going on in there mm-hmm. for mom after that experience. And, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that everybody needs to have, I don't know, you don't necessarily have to have every single detail, but I just love the fact that Freedom Mom puts this ad out there and now more folks are aware that, yeah, there is some serious physical recovery yeah. that might be the case
yeah.
for this new mom. And as somebody like myself who is supporting a new mom, recognize that if you're tired and it's 2 a.m. and you're just like, she'll get it. No, get your ass up because this is what new mom is going through at 2 a.m. just to pee.
Right.
Just to pee, like a 20-minute experience just to shuffle 10 feet to pee. So, you know, it makes me, I log it in my brain that next time we're pregnant and we've just had baby number two and you're ready to use the restroom, like, I'm up and I'm going to carry you. you know what I mean? Like, because I don't go through that experience, and so the least I can do is support you as much as I can and buy the Freedom Mom products or whatever else that yeah. that we need to help aid in just your healing and to also not create any extra pressure for you to get your body back. I'm doing air quotes because I hate that. You know, it's like you've evolved. You're
so
different.
Sexy right now, Matthew.
You transformed.
You were wearing that tank.
It'd be done. Mm. This would be a different type of show.
Yes,
But seriously,
love that you said all yeah. that. And it got my mind running on again. I think more things like this are going to be coming out. I think people are going to be inspired by the Freedom Mom, and either other companies or Freedom Mom themselves are going to highlight other products in that way, in the real way, and to keep doing it. It makes me think of too. I've seen social media posts from Freedom Mom of they have balloons as promotional items at their events and things like that. Or I've seen it in some of their advertisements, balloons that say it's a mom. Isn't that cool? I love that. But in terms of the other type of content that could be coming out, I mean, you said the realness that you got to see in that. I would love to see almost that same scenario, which we saw in this commercial with the partner there. And, you know, to have him or her handing her the bottle and, yeah. you know, handing a new fresh pad and whatever, that would be so cool. Because then I think partners can see themselves as a part of that and see how they could help. Because, yeah. you know, like you were just saying, say you watch that and you're just like, damn, well, what could I do? Well, you could be there to hold her hand to the bathroom. You could be there to hand her the new pad. Or you could be holding the baby, bouncing the baby while she's there. And then baby's ready to nurse right after. I think it'd be so cool to see real raw depictions of, I love that it's a real mom too. Not that, you know, I know there's it's advertising, it's marketing, you know, whatever. But to make sure you get the mom or the partner, whoever, in that actual space, because you saw it, the full belly, the engorged breasts, like, I love that. So to, I would love to see, you know, a mom going into her office or something at work and pumping.
Yeah.
Or the mom pumping while she's nursing, you know, like to just see that, like, to your point, the actual depictions of this is real life. Like, we're so much more comfortable and better with glamorized things that are completely impossible. Like Fast and Furious style, dropping a car out of an airplane and then it lands on the ground and starts rolling. Like, we're better off, we're better with that than we are watching a woman on the toilet peeing after she's had a baby. So I just say, keep it coming. You know, all the depictions of what it looks like from the bathroom visits to the pumping to the any and everything else that kind of comes up.
I'm holding space for products and brands to be bold and authentic. That's what I feel like Freedom Mom did. They were authentic because that's what their products, that's how they're used, that's what they're intended. And they were bold by putting it out there the way they did.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they actually thought their ad was going to be in the Oscars. It doesn't matter though. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about it now.
Right. Yeah.
And so there was, if they didn't intend it, then that was an awesome publicity
way
campaign.
For it to go. Hell
way
yeah.
to go. Yeah. You know, and so I just want other products out there just to be bold and, you know, be real.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of fakeness out there. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, people create just to put on a front. And that's not what Freedom Mom did in this ad. That was totally real. Just, I mean, I remember just again just watching it, like, wow, yeah, that's exactly how I experienced Sarah shuffling to the bathroom and the wincing after urinating. And just, I appreciate that so much. So I'm excited to see what else comes out. And, you know, will it create a mass movement of acceptance and embracing the full body and all that? We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, we might be a ways away from that, but at least getting folks to recognize, like, wow, okay, you know what? There's a little bit more to postpartum than what I thought.
Yeah.
And getting moms who want to be a little bit more informed or prepared about what they're about to experience, they have the opportunity to watch just a commercial and to be, wow, you know what? Okay, I get it. Interesting.
Yes.
And you know, and partners can inform themselves as well. So I love it.
So official two thumbs up from doing it at home on the Frida Mom commercial and the whole Frida team. And Chelsea Rosen Hirschhorn is the CEO of Frida, you know, Frida Mom, Frida Baby. And so just shout out to them and, you know, maybe we'll share this with them. Be like, hey.
Hey, yeah. Maybe they want to sponsor the podcast.
That would be awesome.
That would be a true synergistic
That's putting it out there.
Win-win.
Awesome. Go. Cool. Well, that's all we have. I'm sure there's some ongoing dialogue and feedback, questions, comments around either the ad or anything that we talked about. So if you want to reach out to us and, you know, want to drop any of your thoughts, please, we would love to hear. You can email us hello@diahpodcast.com. You can connect with us on Instagram, diahpodcast. And yeah, let's keep the dialogue open.
I love it.
So that's it for us. I'm Sarah Bivens. This is Matthew Bivens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Peace.
Quick note about the Doing It at Home podcast. Matthew and I are not doctors or medical professionals, and nothing we say should be taken as medical advice or opinion. If you have medical or health-related questions, please take them to a trained professional. We're here simply to entertain you with stories and conversations about pregnancy, birth, and parenthood.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved. Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.